Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day, have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Monday, the 6th day of November. Your preparative of the day is also our discussion of the day. I want to tell all of you to consider working with your pastor, deacons of your church, to set up a church security program. To that end, we have our regular Monday morning guest. That is Jimmy Gensling with Desert Eagle Shooters at DesertEagleShooters.com. Before we get to our first caller, Jimmy, some quick homework here. I did the company Corbon, that's Corbon, that's Cor-Bon up in Sturgis, South Dakota. They're manufacturing the Glazer ammunition, and apparently, it's, as best I can tell, it's still in production. So that's a good thing.
If you could, John, do me a favor and email that link to me, and I'll make a personal contact to them and see if I can get around the
Right. Well, we'll do that. Our first caller this hour is Dan Hawaii. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dan.
Hi, John.
Coming up
yet? Hi. What I'm wondering about is outside the church, inside the church, what type of weapon are we talking about here? Are we talking about semi-auto best in the church? Are we talking about revolvers? What's ideal here?
Well, this is, you're going to get 2 answers on this, one from myself and one from John. One, concealable, that's primary, so that's going to bring it down to a handgun. And always my answer to the second part of the question is what the shooter or what the security person is comfortable with operating. You don't want to, in my opinion, relegate this type of weapon, that type of weapon, whatever. You want your security teams to use whatever weapon it is that they're proficient and comfortable with. Your thoughts, John?
Yeah, it's going to be a mixed bag. You're going to have enthusiastic volunteers who barely have any knowledge of how to properly handle a firearm, and you're going to have current and prior law enforcement, current and prior military, who are very familiar with various types of firearms. And it's for us to prognosticate on a radio show what's best for a church in New York City as opposed to a church in South Dakota, we can't do that, really. It's going to be up to the hopefully there will be local law enforcement and NRA instructors like myself providing guidance to the church as to what's most suitable. There's no one-size-fits-all answer to get to your question there, Dan.
That's the answer right there, no one-size. So it relegates down to what individual proficiency.
Right, and the church may decide they want commonality of calibers and magazines. They go with semi-automatics for obvious reasons. That may or may not be an issue. But it's going to be a decision of the based on the advice of trained professionals such as law enforcement, NRA instructors, as to what direction they go there, Dan.
I see. Thank you, John.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Dan.
Any follow-up there, Jim, any follow-up, Jim, before we go to our next caller?
No, the way you worded that was so perfect, John, on that. And you brought it up and put it in. The way these security plans, they're going to evolve. You're going to get a basic plan working with law enforcement, first responders, everything else. And 6 months down the line, it's going to evolve a little bit. And then it's probably going to evolve again. And as long as the evolution in the teams and everything is kept at a point of sit down, discuss it, have a meeting, discuss changes, implement changes, rather than each individual decide they don't like the way things work and make changes on their own, That's where all security planning I've ever dealt with fails, right there, is that whoever makes up your security teams and everything have to understand that there will be a set way of doing things. And the reason, ladies and gentlemen, for that set way of doing things is not for one man to be, okay, I'm in charge, it's my way or the highway. It's, we set this up this way so you know what, okay, Fred knows what Bob is supposed to do and how, and by observing him knows how he does it. And Bob knows how Jeff reacts and what he's supposed to do. If you keep it simple and you keep it to the point in your training and everything and your discussions of this, that everybody knows what everybody else is supposed to do, then things will run more fluid. Now,
right,
that has a caveat to it that is very beneficial. Say Tom and Fred are outside and Jerry is supposed to come through the door to assist or back up or something, and the guys outside already know that everybody is aware of this and what's going on, and Jerry doesn't show up, that automatically tells them that one of two things happened. Either Jerry is down or he's been delayed. Either way, it requires investigation.
Right, right. And there's a saying in the Army, the more you bleed, the more you train on the training field, the less you bleed on the battlefield. Let's go to our next caller here, Jimmy. We got Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, Jimmy. Good morning, John. Hi. John, I have some laser safety slugs from the 90s, I think, but they're still around. They used to make the blue tip ones for civilians, and they had a hotter red tip round for law enforcement. And I went looking online and a few years ago, and the manufacturer and stuff, unable to find them. I They, even if they're manufactured, I'm wondering if they're making them available strictly to law enforcement now or something. Because
no,
cannot
no,
find
I've,
retail.
I'm looking at their website right now as we speak in real time, and they're still being manufactured. They're still being sold. They have.
Oh, are they very good? Good to know.
They have blue with number, which has number 12 lead shot for warm weather climates, and silver with number 6 lead shot for colder climates, so it has more penetration power for people wearing heavy jackets and coats and things of that nature.
Right.
So they're still available. And
Very good. I could not find them like a year and a half ago.
Well, I initially looked at Wiki Arms and I only found one box of 38s on Wiki Arms, but the company is still manufacturing and is still being sold.
Like Tecron or something like that. Yeah.
Initially, 1974, the target market was Sky Marshals, and myself and two of my buddies from and I served in Vietnam with, we all three of us looked at becoming Sky Marshals, and none of us decided to go that route. But that's when the Sky Marshal program began.
Right.
Was around 1972 or so.
Right.
Sounds good.
It really stinks if you fire a gun on an airplane and it, you know, everybody goes flying out to the hole in the side. You know, that's bad. But the lasers are known for being like, they used to call them a surgeon's nightmare, because once they go in and all those little pellets disperse throughout the tissues, it's like a, it's a real nightmare situation. But my local gun shops sold me some Hornady FX rounds as a temporary substitute, and those are a more highly frangible round like Jimmy was talking about. And, devastating, hit there. And, again, they spread out somewhat, but not like the little pellets and the glazers.
Right,
About this church thing with security, there'll be an interesting divide, John, between the liberals and the conservatives, because the liberal churches, like your Lutherans and Presbyterians and stuff, will be hesitant to implement security strategies involving deacons or ushers, carrying guns and that sort of thing. The evangelicals are much more likely to be, the right-wingers are more likely to be very receptive, and I'm sure some have already implemented such measures.
Oh, they
and
have.
In these larger churches, yeah, in these churches where they have, you know, three services of 600 people shot, and they've got a small, small little cadre, good-sized cadre of ushers and deacons and stuff. They could actually, they could actually station their men two by two at the various entrances, and then they'd have to be less worried about someone trying to grapple with a large person and break free. If you've got two guys, watching each other's back, that idea of them being snuck up upon is very much, much less likely.
That's true.
And these shooters tend to go after the evangelicals, and the evangelicals tend to be more Second Amendment people. So I think we're going to see a lot of activity in this realm, as you've been talking about. So, all right,
there
John,
will
thanks.
Be.
All
okay,
right,
thanks
Have
for the
day.
Call. Okay, any follow-up there, Jimmy, on Glenn's comments?
No. The point that, ladies and gentlemen, you need to make is Glenn used it there, and it was the word I was trying to think of a while ago. If you are looking for home defense, rounds to load in your handgun and everything for the church or wherever else, the key word is frangible. And what that means, the bullet is designed on first contact with anything to start coming apart. The purpose is that if you in the case of over-penetration, you shoot a person and the bad guy, and it passes through muscle tissue on his arm and continues on through, then you've got the problem of over-penetration of hitting the wall and then injuring someone on the other side of the wall. And I did some very extensive testing several years ago on that, and actually videotaped some of it and a few other things. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll be amazed at how far a bullet will go penetrating walls. on this very point right there. In part of the testing I did, I used 5.56, 300 blackout, and then in the handguns, I used 940 and 45. John, a standard 45 hollow point will go through three drywall walls, I mean 2x4s, drywall on either side. It will penetrate three of those, and then on the fourth, which I used as being the outside wall of the house with a layer of brick on the other side, penetrated that one and still had not fully expanded. So, ladies and gentlemen,
that doesn't surprise me.
Over-penetration is something to consider.
Well, it is. And I was witness to an accidental discharge in Vietnam where I handed my 1911 to a sergeant who improperly cleared it, pointed at a wall. The wall was typical Vietnamese commercial construction at the time, hollow clay tile blocks with about a half inch plaster on each side. The slug, it was regular 240 grain, military issue 45 AML. It went right through that wall, through the next room, which had four GIs sitting on two bunks facing each other talking, and buried itself in the next wall. This even pistol ammunition is incredibly powerful, let alone rifle ammunition. And over-penetration is a definite and very real concern, especially in that kind of close confines of a church where you've got a lot of people all jammed up together. It is a very real concern, nothing to be taken lightly.
Because, well, in church, you've got the added component that somewhere in that church, and it's going to be connected to the main auditorium one way or the other. Some churches have a room where a mother with a baby that's upset or something like that or needs to be cared for and all can set off to the side and still hear the services. Nurseries, all kinds of things that are on the other side of the wall in a church. And so that's adding a new component for our church security teams to consider. Outside in the parking lot, over-penetration would not be as much of a concern. I'll put it that way. It's always a concern. But inside, you're going to have to definitely have that thought in the back of your mind. And again, that's going to come into the training and the pre-planning that the church is going to come up with. So there's so many avenues on this, John. And what is it? I guess it's us being on Monday. We've dealt with, I think, three incidents now that things have happened on the weekend, and you and I get up in the morning, and whatever we were going to discuss has been preempted by some lunatic, some moron, doing something very, very stupid and selfish.
Right. Well, that's way, that's just simply the way it is. And I believe our job as a radio talk show host here, Jimmy, is to discuss matters of concern. This is obviously a clear and present danger. These incidents just keep happening over and over again. And personally, Jimmy, I say enough is enough. It's time for the pastors, the deacons to step up to the plate, do the right thing, and make sure that these churches are going to be safe. Now, the tragedy yesterday was a wake-up call to the heartland, is what it was. I know where I go to church in Viburnum, Missouri, people will say, oh, nothing like that would ever happen out here. Well, Viburnum, Missouri has 200 more people in it than this town in Texas did. It's a small place. Relatively rural. Here's our next break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from...
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 6th day of November. Living with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters, DesertEagleShooters.com. Jimmy, we got a regular caller on hold here. We got Rick in Missouri. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Rick.
Good morning. Good morning, Jimmy. Good morning, John. Hey, with respect to the gorilla in the room, not that it is necessarily germane, but it was the 5th of November, and not that this cretin would have known. Well, you know, I say that, and then yet it seems that certain groups are always inserting subliminal dates into things, and they always want to have an event. They always want to have an event that has some sort of numerical significance. The 5th of November, of course, is one of my all-time favorite dates. It's the date of the Gunpowder Revolution, Guy Fawkes, the Guy Fawkes mask. Remember, the 5th of November,
right,
gunpowder
right.
Treason and plot, that kind of thing. I don't know that this was connected at all, but I would not necessarily say that it was not. And as far as church goes, I go every Sunday, and it actually makes my stomach churn thinking about carrying. If I go to the pastor and bring it up, and he says, no, I got a problem, and you know the right. What is it, permission and forgiveness situation. So I'm going to have to give this some very, very serious thought. I guess maybe I'm thinking I might carry. It's just a shame, though, isn't it? I mean, when you really think
Rick, when I started attending the church I'm currently going to, I approached the pastor, and we'd already known each other for a short period of time. And I said, Pastor, right. Missouri statute requires that I get your permission prior to my carrying concealed in your church. And he basically said, I think it's a dandy thing. You should do so, John. That's going to vary from church to church. That's Missouri law, that the person right. in charge of the church or in charge of church security has to grant permission to carry concealed in the confines of the church. And that's Missouri statute on one hand. On the other, if you carry without permission and there's an incident and you use that firearm to protect an innocent life, you're obviously not going to get in trouble.
And if there's an incident and you decided not to carry, I don't know how you ever get over that one either. You know, it's really not a very, it's just a lose-lose deal there, but I'm going to have to give this some very serious thought over the next week.
Right. There was a female chiropractor at Ludi's Cafe there, I think it's called, in Texas. They had a Texas concealed carry permit didn't carry her firearm. She had a pistol, but didn't carry it into the restaurant where she was meeting her parents for lunch because Texas law didn't allow her to. And both her mother and father both died in that incident.
Oh, yep.
And she's become.
I see.
Susan.
Yeah, there you go.
Susan. Her name is Susan, I believe. And she became a big Second Amendment person and eventually ended up getting elected to the Texas State Legislature as a consequence of that tragedy, where she followed the law because she thought it was the right thing to do, and both her parents died when she could have possibly done some good if she'd had her pistol with her instead of in the glove box of her car.
Right. There are those incidents where common sense and the law just seem to intersect at 90-degree angles, and you really do have to put on your thinking cap and give it some, give it some thought. You know, what is the best thing to do? And it's not always to follow the letter of the law. It's just, sometimes it just doesn't make a lot of sense. Well, anyway, you guys, I'm enjoying the show.
Right. Well, thank you, Rick. I heard a number of witnesses in that Texas town yesterday, Jimmy, making statements to the effect, if I can paraphrase, that these things happen in big cities, not in small town America. And I believe up until yesterday, many people had that same feeling, didn't they, Jimmy?
Oh, yes, sir. I don't know. It's one of these things, ladies and gentlemen, that it's no longer New York. It's no longer St. Louis. It's no longer Chicago.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and a mattress pad 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get energy cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number, and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I said again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 6th day of November. My website is a lot of tactical related equipment for sale at my website under John's Survival and Tactical Gear. I'm working with my webmaster, Tim Spencer, to get different items consolidated so that like items are listed with like items. There's a lot. There's probably 200 or more products, many of them are tactical related that might be helpful for your tactical team. So check that out. Of course, also on my website are energy cleaners. This is my home business. When you place your order, boxes them up into the little country post office at Cherryville, Missouri, puts them on the counter, and they get shipped out priority mail. The mattress pad the same way. I'm the guy that can be compatible with the energy cleaner. A great combination. I use mine every night. I sleep like I could probably get by with 6 hours sleep. I go ahead and sleep 7.5 hours. If you want a great night's sleep, get yourself an energy cleaner. If you have arthritis pain, get yourself an energy cleaner. Don't procrastinate. Just get yourself one, and you'll be very, very glad you did. Only $285 shipping included. Keep in mind, I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee with the energy cleaner, so you're risking nothing. I do take PayPal. MasterCard, Visa, PayPal now takes payments if you're in this country and need to spread out the dollar amount over a few months. PayPal is the most secure way to make any payment online. And, of course, I have a toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Don't try to call me. Toll-free order line, 800-592-9543. 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Okay, I'm getting a note that my connection is having an issue, so we'll reconnect. Jimmy, why don't you carry the show here for about 2 minutes while I disconnect and reconnect here?
All right, sir. I was just beginning to wonder if that was my phone or not. Ladies and gentlemen, what we're talking about is this shooting over the weekend and yesterday. And how the guy basically walked in, for all intents and purposes, to the sheep pen and commenced the slaughter. One point about this shooter that struck, well, it struck me, the whole thing struck me, but the one point that struck my wife, Teresa, so viciously hard was the fact that this guy, this beast, this monster, focused on and targeted children. From some of the early reports and other things, it seems like that was one of his motives. I have found out that he was court-martialed in, of all places, New Mexico, Holloman Air Force Base, right across the hills from us, about 120 miles to the west of us. And he was court-martialed for beating his wife and child. Beating his child. That God's got to have a special place in hell for people like this.
Right, right. Well, I'm back, Jimmy. Men beating their wives is a horrendous situation. It happens far too often. But a man that beats his wife and his child is extraordinarily horrendous and rarely happens compared to the men who typically, these are alcohol-related tirades, fueled by alcohol and or drugs. But most wife beaters will not also beat their children. That's an extra level of brutality there.
According to the note that just came up on my computer and everything about this guy, John, you and I were both in the military. We've got a lot of friends that were in the military. Can you imagine the horrendousness, if that is a word, of his actions to be court-martialed, reduced in rank, and dishonorably discharged?
That's like a big heads up on who this person is. I'm now reading that the shooter did in fact commit suicide, is what they're now claiming.
Well, either way, ladies and gentlemen, we're discussing the church situation and protection and armed security for your church. Our sales in body armor, especially the discreet body armor, is going up. And we were discussing yesterday with one of the sheriff's deputies from Roswell at the gun show. If we would have mentioned, if you and I were sitting in your cafe there, John, 10 years ago, talking and discussing how children are going to have ballistic panels and everything in their backpacks to go to school,
right.
And teachers were going to have body armor or ballistic panels on their desk, they'd have hauled both you and me out and locked us up. And if we'd have talked about shootings in a church or something, it would have automatically gone to the Civil War era, the War of Northern Aggression, the black churches being attacked and things like that. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about 2017 in Texas, rural Texas, and what happened? It's like I'm Rumpelstiltskin. I just woke up and I'm trying to figure out what happened to the world. But that's the world we're in, ladies and gentlemen. So you do need to sit down. You've got to discuss this with your deacons, with your pastor. And you got to find out what their plans are and what their intentions are, and then work with them. Don't give them the idea. Don't go in there and bring it up and say that you're concerned and this and that and everything else. Hand them a box full of problems and then walk off. That is how we got into this situation. Everybody complains about politics. Everybody complains about this law or that law. But when it comes down to actually doing something, too many people say, well, they'll take care of it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for us to take care of it. I'm not talking about an insurrection in your church and a church split and taking over and all this other stuff. I'm talking about discuss it, discuss options. But most of all, when the pastor looks at you and says, do you have any ideas or can you help, you be the first one to stand up and say yes. And I don't care if you're an 80-year-old grandma, if you're a 19-year-old first-year freshman college student. I don't care if you're 15 years old. Your eyes and your ability to watch and notice things out of the ordinary is just as valuable as anyone's. So we cannot, in good faith, put this situation out. John and I have been for an hour and a half with callers discussing what happened and discussing solutions, plans, otherwise. That's great. What we have to do is not only provide ideas and write things down, we have to be there when the deacon says, will you? And don't even let them complete the statement. Just as soon as they say, Jimmy, will you, just say yes. Because that's what God expects of us. And the salvation that he offered us and we freely took when we accepted him, we should never let God complete the sentence. It should always be yes. And it should be with the deacons or with the pastor or whoever is working this program. Don't let them complete the sentence. Just look them in the eye and say yes. And when they look at you and say, well, I haven't even told you what I want you to do, look at them and say, it must be important or you wouldn't be asking. So the answer is yes.
All right. All right.
That helps, ladies and gentlemen. The day... time of sitting back and waiting for others is over. It ended. And start planning, start talking to your church, start looking at avenues of protection, start researching. Like I said, I got a note a while ago from Chuck that he's going to help me put together some planning. I'm going to discuss this with my friend Kerry because I believe that his church has, I don't know if it's contingency plans or anything, but I think that they actually have something formulated. So all the information that I build up, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be over on the forum. You don't have to search for it. You can go right there. You can look at it. You can read it. You can print it, whatever. But... John, the whole world changed yesterday morning, didn't it?
Well,
for America,
the perception of the whole world changed. My reality that I've had for decades is now becoming more mainstream. Something that's going on right now is people attempting to find a motive. And I've seen this many times since I've been investigating crimes professionally. It's 1973, 44 years. Logical, rational people attempt to determine why a person who has no logic and has no reason, is mentally disturbed, would do something. And it's a loop. That can't be resolved many times. I think there will be resolution in this case in particular, but many times there's not going to be any resolution in attempting to determine why a person who, as I typically say, has a loose grip on reality would do something. We've all seen the headlines of man or woman murdered over $10. Well, the reporter writing it and the people reading it can't understand why somebody would murder someone over $10. Well, they're using their logic and their reason to determine why a mentally disturbed person would do something. That doesn't work. You just end up in a loop of logic that has no end. In this particular case, it appears the shooter had former in-laws that had occasionally attended church at this particular church, and that appears to be the motivation for this mentally disturbed young man to do what he did. That's in my opinion, that's irrelevant. What's relevant is that any church, anywhere, is a potential target, and that's the bottom line, in my opinion. Trying to make a determination that a church has a higher or lower profile of being attacked is a fool's errand, in my opinion. What do you think, Jimmy?
Oh, perfectly, John. What is to have prevented this person to be driving there and stopped to get coffee at McDonald's and turned around and heard the singing from a church next door and decided to do that one?
Right.
Driving along and see some pastor's billboard up there that, you know, God loves you and wants to talk to you, you know, drop by Sunday. I just like that one. That's one that we've got on the road to Albuquerque.
Right.
But
right.
It could have been anywhere that he did this. Now, having a link to it adds another avenue for investigation. But the simple fact that it happened, ladies and gentlemen, in small town USA, small town Texas, the perception, as John put it, that's a much better word, by the way. Thank you, sir. The perception of the world has just been knocked off kilter. So now is the time that we need to discuss this. Now is the time that we need to formulate ideas and plans. And even if your state doesn't require it, even if ordinance isn't a determining factor, I agree with John, or what John said a while ago, what he did. He went to his pastor and said, excuse me, I'm going to be attending your church. Do you mind if I carry my gun? And the pastor's response. It's courtesy, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, it's also statutory. It's not just courtesy.
Well, in Missouri,
it's
yes,
statutory.
It's statutory.
Right. Right.
And
Missouri statutes of probably 36 or 38 of the 50 states. They're not all consistent, but there's a lot of commonality between the 50 states.
Yes. And, but I think, you know, I just thought about something, John, that word I just used, courtesy. I think that's how we got here. People don't know the word. They weren't raised with it. These children that we see nowadays, you know, opening the door for my wife, going into Walmart, and two 14-year-old kids basically cut in front, and one kind of pushes her out of the way. Excuse me. There was almost an incident that day. But courtesy for our fellow man, for our neighbor, for everything, I think has died, if not it's on life support. Courtesy, compassion, common sense. We've got to work together on this, ladies and gentlemen. If we can be of any help on it, if you need advice on, like we were discussing earlier, ammo, training, whatever. If my wife, myself, Desert Eagle Shooters, if we can be of any assistance at all, even finding, you know, if you need to talk to somebody and you don't, for information and you can't find them, maybe we can. We will try. But, ladies and gentlemen, the webpage is deserteagleshooters.com. The phone number is 575-513-2842. Email is on the webpage. If not, just do it direct, Jimmy, J-I-M-I, at hdc-nm.com. We will help. We will. If we don't have the answer, we will find someone that does. But it's just incredible, John. It's that whole mood yesterday in that gun show. Once people realized what everyone was talking about, it became, you could see the pain, you could see the thoughts, you know, forming and starting to work. You could just feel the change in that gun show just because of the news.
I bet you could. I'm sure it was a very somber atmosphere there.
And yeah, we had.
Here's our last break. Here's our last break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 6th day of November, visiting with Jimmy Gensling with Desert Eagle Shooter. That's DesertEagleShooters.com. And I have a high level of confidence that in the not-too-distant future, you're going to be a dealer for Corban Glazer safety slugs, aren't you, Jimmy?
Yes, sir. We're going to be working on that as soon as the show's over. And also, John, I have a very special announcement for all of our listeners today. And so it's you know, breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. As of Thursday of this week, my bride of 29-plus years will be officially retiring. So she will be able to devote more time with me to the business and taking care of our customers. And most importantly, keep me pointed in the right direction and nudging me on a regular basis. So I just thought I'd let everybody know that because you may not realize it. I know our listeners don't, but she listens in the background. She's always giving me constructive input and everything, and quite often the much-needed jabs in the ribs and a few giggles. So, ladies and gentlemen, just, you know, keep her in her prayers, give her a good kudos up to the Lord and everything. She's obviously and definitely deserves this, and we're looking at a lot of fun.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that. That's wonderful news. We're down to the last minute here, Jimmy, and I want to encourage all our listeners to initiate these conversations with their pastors and their deacons to implement a security plan for these churches. There's been some instances where church security has stopped these shootings in the last several years, and that needs to become the norm, a norm to the point where they just cease happening. That's my goal. How about you, Jimmy?
Yes, sir. And the amazing part of about it, ladies and gentlemen, is you probably did never hear about these incidents where good guy with a gun prevented someone from doing something very, very horrendous like this. Go figure. But next week we'll discuss it more. We'll bring up some new topics. I'll hopefully have some better information for everybody. And let's take our country back again, ladies and gentlemen, and let's keep our churches, our families, and our neighborhoods safe. That's
absolutely
the only thing that we can hope and pray for.
Absolutely. Jimmy, I want to thank you for being with us, and look forward to having you back next week.
All right, sir. You guys have a great weekend, and all of our listeners, go out and have a beautiful day, hug your children, kiss your wife, and just praise God that you live in the United States of America.
Absolutely. Thank you. Okay. Well, I hope we did some good here today. I believe we did, and I hope you all will move forward with our suggestion. In the meantime, get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition, never ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.